Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Tichet. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Les Tichet. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pepper. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange can't make a play. That's a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Garms reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to second. Two outs. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Swanson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Hopkins scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Ivy Andrews pinch hits for George Blea Holder. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Strange moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a line drive towards right. Campbell chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Boken moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Tiche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiche is 0 for 0 in the game. Tiche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up for a single. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews strikes out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Grubb moves to third. Strange moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 2 in the game. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with TJ covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les TJ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. TJ is 0-for-1 in the game. TJ hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo catches it and throws to second with Strange covering, to double up Swanson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grube takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 3 in the game. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 3 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clift bunts towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. Bijma moves to third. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bijma scores. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Les T.J. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. T.J. is 0 for 2 in the game. T.J. hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange can't make a play. That's a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo bunts towards the mound. T.J. fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Grubb is walked intentionally. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 4 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boken moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 4 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Garms moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Pepper hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Clift scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.